Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Morning Magic. This is, I think, one of the nicest stories you're going to hear all day, probably all week long. Spotted it quite by accident on Facebook. There was a story of an older woman who needed a little bit of electrical work done at her home. Called a contractor. He came in, looked around, and saw that maybe there was a little more that needed to be done in the home. And I'll let John Kinney pick it up from there of Gloria's Gladiators. Hey, John, good morning. David, Sue, and Kendra at Morning Magic. How you doing?
Oh, good morning. I'm very well. Thank you.
So is that kind of how this story started out? There was an older woman, lived alone. House looked like it had kind of fallen into disrepair a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah, I met Gloria back in early August. She had some sparks shooting out of a light fixture. I went over there. There was no power. She had extension cords running everywhere. So we fixed the electrical, got the lights on, and that's when we kind of saw like the house was in disrepair and that she could use some help.
Wow.
So what happened next? You called some friends, did you?
Yeah, I called some of my friends. We got in there. We did some yard work and some cleanup, and we kind of saw that there was even more work to be done. You know, her back porch was collapsed in. The plumbing was in bad shape. You know, so that's when we asked her if we could come back, and I created the fundraiser. And that's when the volunteers started coming in, and wow. Things just grew from there.
Were you surprised, John, at the reaction you got from the community, how generous they were with their time?
Yeah, it's, you know, it was magical. We in Woburn, it's a very strong community, and it was just a blessing to be a part of it and just see all the business owners and the community come together and the volunteers showing up. It was pretty incredible.
It's funny. I mean, you're an electrician. You've got a business to run, and the other contractors that you talk to and deal with, they're working and they've got businesses to run. Everybody's trying to, you know, make a living. So when somebody calls you and says, listen, can you come over to this house and do some free work, maybe put some parts, maybe it's actually going to cost you money, not just time, but money. Mm-hmm. It seems like that's a difficult ask to make of contractors, but boy, they stepped up big time. You know, everybody said yes, it sounds like.
Yeah, they sure did, you know, and going forward, we want to see and put together a structure that will allow us to operate on a larger scale and help people those in need. Because it's just, you know, we're getting flooded with phone calls of people needing help. There's an enormous amount of elderly people out there living in similar situations as Gloria.
You've got a great website. It's gloriasgladiators.com, and you guys have merchandise and everything that people can buy, and it all contributes to your project. You guys are doing such great work. Tell us, you know, what do you hope to have in the future? What do you hope to gain out of all this?
Well, like I said, we hope to see Gloria's Gladiators all across the United States. And, you know, the cold winter months are approaching. So I just, you know, for right now, I want everybody just to stay vigilant, check on the neighbors. Mm. And until we get the structure in place, maybe direct them towards their local senior centers. Yeah. And it's, you know, just one small act of kindness has created a ripple effect being felt across the country. And we just want to keep the good going. Mm. You know, and if we want to see those positive changes in the world, then it has to start right here, right now, with whoever's listening to this, and you just got to get out there and do something kind today.
Kidding. What has Gloria thought about all this? And now she has this organization that's her namesake.
Oh, she's as amazed as we all are, you know, but she's just, you know, very happy. She's just been a complete 180 from the woman I met, you know, 2.5 months ago to how she is now.
It's funny, you know, you think about it. We all know in the neighborhood where we live, there's that house or that one neighbor who we know of, who maybe they're on their own, or maybe it's an older couple that together, but they don't get out like they used to. I mean, she's on in years a little bit. You say she's an elderly woman. And or maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's an aunt or an uncle, your parents or something like that. It's just so nice to know that you were so proactive and really stepped up. I mean, you could have just sort of fixed the light and walked away. You didn't. It sounds like something about her situation made you say, there's something going on here. She needs a little bit of help, and I'm going to be the person to give it to her.
Yeah, and what I did wasn't extraordinary. She's just a sweet woman. I recognized that she needed a little bit of help. And really all I did was get the ball rolling, and it's just been everybody else that's coming to her aid and making this happen. So it's just like whoever's listening to this, that's all it takes sometimes. You just got to get the ball rolling, mm-hmm. you know?
Jeez. Yeah, let me tell you, John, if that were my mother or grandmother, I would hope there were 1,000 John Kinneys around to go in and do that for her if I didn't live close. So you are a special person, my friend.
I want to give the website in just a second. Do you? Is there something you need right now more than anything? If there are suppliers, I mean, in-kind donations or anything like that, or is it send people to the website and have them support the work that you do in that way?
Yeah, go check out The Good Word on our website. But right now what I need is just for everybody to go out and do one small act of kindness today. There's just too much crap on the news, and we need this. So get out there and do something kind.
Well said.
Yeah, that's for sure. Oh, thank you for all that you do, and I hope that you inspire others to do the same.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff, John. We really appreciate chatting with you this morning. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.